Blog Talk Radio.
Inside Around the World Live. Hello, everybody. And, you know, people don't realize it, but every time a disabled person or anyone is discriminated against, the government owes us. Now, that's especially true when there's no enforcement of the laws that are supposed to be there to protect you. Now, you've heard us talk about this many, many times on this show, and we all know the typical stuff that's going on. You know, the person in the wheelchair can't get in to the establishment. Most people don't know that people denied service dogs have no fair hearing process to, you know, to stand up and to make the school prove their case why they're not giving the disabled person the dog. So the government owes us the same thing that they owe everybody else who are not discriminated against and who are not disabled. In other words, we should have the same protection that everyone else has. Now, they passed, and next month is the celebration of the Americans with Disability Act, and they passed the law, but there's no strength in that law. There's no teeth in that law. All right? And how many, coming up on Father's Day now, let's take this statistic that we don't have, but we'll have to imagine it. How many people, how many dads, disabled dads, will be denied a service dog in the next week or so? You know, and you know, good people who are responsible for their children, watching out for them, trying to take care of them, and that dog would certainly help. So now, a person, let's take a blind person, goes through training for 3 weeks, has a family. You know, you walk down the street with your daughter or your son. I did it many years, and I was lucky I had my guide dog with me. But let's say that the blind person goes to the school, trains 3 weeks with the dog, and for whatever reason, the agency doesn't believe that this person should have a guide dog, all right? Now, that's their opinion. And don't get me wrong. They're entitled to it. See? Because they might be right. But, and here's the big but, can they prove it? Where's the proof? How much money did they raise to train that dog? They claim they raised 50 to 100 grand. So, doesn't the government owe that person protection the same as it owes anyone else whose vision would be violated? Because now that dog has become that person's vision, guides them around for 3 weeks, and they get away scot-free. Deny the person the dog, you know. And how many people have gone to one school and then went to another school and were denied? You know, the schools have a habit of communicating with each other, and they ask you a question on the application: have you ever been denied by another school? You know, and they've been known to write to the other school. So where is your protection? You know, where do you turn when you're in that predicament. And how many disabled dads will be in that predicament? Now, I don't care if it's even one. That's enough for me. That person should be protected. When I try to get Senator Boyle to do something about all this, he's the top senator in New York State, he's retiring now, he wouldn't do a thing about it. And I told him, I said, why don't you subpoena the records of the Commission for the Blind and find out how many people they've sent to the school who never got their dog? I mean, you want a reason to draft the law? There's part of it right there. And nothing was done. Nothing was done, and it goes on, and people are not protected because there is no regulation. The schools are not licensed to train dogs, service dogs. They're only licensed to raise money. So what does the government owe us for that denial of safety? Well, what do they owe everybody else? Don't they owe us to be protected by the authorities, by the police? You're denying me my safety and getting away with it. They couldn't do that to anyone, to a so-called seeing person with their eyes and get away with it. They'd be in big trouble. They'd have to answer to the law. They'd be hauled into court. They'd have to explain to a judge, why did you interfere with this person's safety? You know? And when you train with the dog at a school for, 3 weeks, you and that dog become one. So now they're the unit. There's a bonding there. That bonding is broken. No more unit, no more safety. And the school has made considerable amount of money on it. And the blind person is left without help. That's one example of what we're talking about. They owe us. When we're discriminated against, they owe us the same thing that anybody else would get. And, anyone who interferes with anyone's safety, there's immediate enforcement, 911. And the police have to immediately enforce the law. And when we come back, we'll give you some other examples. One of the worst examples are these nursing homes. Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. That's the email. And we thank you for being aware of the Akita and helping them. I want to thank the Akita Rescue for my guide dog's food. I have an Akita guide dog. Really appreciate all their help. All right, Big East, the Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. 609-388-7004, phone number. Hey, you need to buy a house, sell a house, rent a house? Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. My buddy over there helps Inner Sight, and we appreciate it. 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy Realty, where you can get some really good advice, especially these days on, the real estate and all this economy stuff going on. You want to get it in the right direction. I think Mr. Kennedy is a very honest guy. All right, Inner Sight, Beautiful Children of the World, Avanti Oquendo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, baby royalty, all the beautiful children who perished in Texas. We include them and remember them and love them. And our hearts go out to the loved ones and the parents. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And we thank you for doing that. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Starved on Long Island, that's the place to call. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary over there, and you don't have to explain your life away to him. Just tell him you need the food. All right. Tell him Inner Sight told you all about it. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Connection, Long Island Coalition for helping us, and I'm sure that they'll be doing that with our up-and-coming news conference on the nursing homes. I just spoke with a lady in Manhattan who's disabled, Kathy Collins, who is going to pass the word along, and we're going to have a show with some of the advocates from New York City coming up. There's a million stories behind these nursing homes, maybe more. And a million reasons why we shouldn't have them. So we're on it. We're leading up to a news conference, and I want to thank my dear friend Olga Murray, who works for the town of Islip. She's the town clerk, in fact, who is helping us and trying to recruit a politician who will endorse our idea, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing, set people up in their own home with all the help they need. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090 is our Inner Sight phone number. So keep it handy. Let's see, what else we got? Suzanne is not on tonight, so well, maybe she'll pop in a little later. Let's see if we can hold off. Maybe we get the Able News later. Inner Sight, James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer. 516-783-9662. If you need any assistance, if you feel you've been discriminated against, call Jimmy. 516-783-9662. All right, Inner Sight, talking tonight about how every time we're discriminated against, the government owes us, and it's so true. You know, you need a wheelchair to get around. You're disabled. Maybe you were born disabled. You were in the hospital, and part of that functioning of that hospital is because of federal money. The government plays a role in that, whatever, if you were neglected or whatever it was, then, you know, you survive, thank God, come out in your wheelchair, and, you know, the years go by or whatever, and now you're on your own, and you're rolling all around the city or whatever, wherever you live. And most of the places you roll up to, you can't even get in. Government owes us. What do they owe us? They owe the person in the wheelchair the same thing that they owe the person who's walking. If that person can walk in the door, open the door, walk in the door, then the person in the wheelchair should have the same rights and privileges, which means that that building should have been built with that in mind. And I don't care when it was built. If there was a government, so that's what the government owes us. You know, and then again, if you call the, if you can't get into a place, you're in a wheelchair, you call the police, what are they going to do? They have no jurisdiction. There's a federal law, but that law is no good unless you go into court and it takes months and months and months and maybe years, and then the judge could dismiss it and there's no enforcement. And a lot of the times, people get away with it. So we need enforcement. The government should give us the same enforcement that anyone else would have. It's like someone who's able-bodied and they're trying to get into a, let's say, a store, right? And the store is open, but the door is barricaded. Can't get in. You know? So they took a look at this person through the window. And they said, oh, we don't like the way he looks. Or she. Not going to let him in. You know? I mean, all right. You call the police, you know, they inform the store that, you know, are you open? And you got to let people in. We don't like the way this guy looks. Maybe he's a criminal, you know. So the cops check him out, and the guy's fine. See? Now, person's in a wheelchair. It doesn't work that way. Because you can't get in. You're in the chair, there's steps or whatever, whatever's there, you know, bumps or whatever. There's no enforcement for that person. The cop's not going to do anything. The cop can't give that store owner a summons and say, hey, you know, you have to come to court and prove why you're doing this. And also the money to change the place should be there. The government should pay half, and the agencies should be fundraising to pay part of it to help the person have accessibility. But we have none of that. Nothing like that is in the law, the Americans with Disability Act. Owe us. They owe us the same protection that anybody else would have. And that's what Inner Sight wants. And we tried. We met with our congressman. We've gone to the state. Politicians have done absolutely nothing to defend us. You know. Because the law is not there. It's weak. Very weak. 819 Inner Sight, New York. And talking tonight about how every time we're discriminated against, the government owes us. Before I went on the air, my new friend was telling me about a lot of people who are deaf, and even the deaf blind are left out of enforcement and protection. Can't read things, can't access. You know? For deaf blind people crossing the street, where there's no accessible pedestrian signal, It's got to be one of the most dangerous things in the world to do that. Now, let me explain. The pedestrian signal, you push the button, right? It talks. The deaf, blind person can't hear that. But when the light changes and the arrow points, they can feel that the arrow is pointing to the street where the light will change. When the light changes, that arrow vibrates. So you know that you've got a certain degree of safety that the light changed, right? But now you go to the next block and nothing. You know, and so on and so forth. Why? Because the government owes us and there's no damn enforcement. There's no enforcement of the law that makes the people who are responsible put up these signals so that everyone can be safe crossing. There's laws for the regular lights, and what they did here was, which to me is a big mistake, they should have made these accessible pedestrian signals part of the regular light. You see? See what they do to us? It's separate. They're separating us because there's no law. See? And that's a danger. There's no enforcement. It took them 4 years or more to put up a couple of those accessible pedestrian signals in my neighborhood, and half of them don't even work right. The government owes us the same thing that everybody else has. You can't call a cop and say you can't read the light and expect the people who are responsible to get a warning first time, be arrested the second time. Doesn't work. There's no law. There's no protection. They would never leave a regular traffic light broken like that and do nothing about it. The police would be out there to protect that intersection. Because people are protected, but we're left out of that protection. So there you have it. We got to find politicians that care enough, who are going to amend the laws to include protective mechanisms for us. And I don't mean months and months and years in a courtroom. I'm talking about spontaneous, on the spot, like everybody else would have. One of the worst situations, if not the worst, is these horrible nursing homes where people are driven, Every program that the government runs for the disabled, every program points to a nursing home. Think about it. It really does. The bottom line. If they determine that you can't function in your own home, they'll try to put you in a nursing home. And, if it becomes a court thing, you would have to prove to a judge can function and you have the resources to do it. The state has the resources, but they won't give them to you. See? So where's the protection in that one? You know, in a case like that, the protection is the money, and the money is controlled by the state and the government. The money that's there to help the person in their own home is not controlled or administered by the person or their advocate or their representative. See? So that's how the person can wind up and does in the nursing home. Take your money. Take your home. Take your pension. You know, the average person who has the money is protected. Well, we have the money too, but we don't have it in our hands. Somebody else is blocking it, that money. The state, the government. You see, the money is there to keep the person out of the nursing home, but the person doesn't have access to it. That's the whole story. And you're not protected. You know, you can't call the cop and say, or somebody could speak for you if you're elderly and ill. They won't give me my money so I can stay in my own home. The cop's not going to do anything about that. But that money protects you. That's your protection. And you've earned that money with your disability or being elderly, whatever the situation may be. So there you have a situation where a person is not, the money is controlled by other people, and in this case, the state or the federal government. So now you go to the nursing home, and they treat you horrible, and you deteriorate, the food is horrible. Remember, if you had the money, you wouldn't have to go to a nursing home. If you had the money that's supposed to be there to help you, you wouldn't be in the nursing home. So people go in, they deteriorate, they get worse, and they pass away, and the nursing home, if they have any resources, if the person has any resources, they take that. They take you home. And the nursing home gets all the value out of that. All because the government owes us. They owe us that money to stay out of the nursing home. They owe us. And that's what Inner Sight is determined to change. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Then they won't be there. And then the person will have to stay in their own home and let the money be used for that. And along with that, mandate the agencies to raise money to keep people in their own home. And bring back the fundraising television. Bring back a fundraiser twice a year. A national, preferably, if we can get it. Start with the state and go national. To raise money to keep people in their own home. Every agency can use that as a fundraiser. They can raise money and they can keep part of it. All right. In a site around the world, and by the way, no, we don't have an engineer tonight, so if you want to be called, call in and leave your number. The number, call in to the inner site number, 631-224-3090, and we'll be happy to call you back or retrieve your number. Your number won't be on the air. All right. Yeah, inner site, and don't forget, tomorrow night is our funnies. Let me run down the week here in inner site. Monday night, we call the show Mad or Glad. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can call in and talk about it. Tuesday's open mic. Pick your own subject. Wednesday night is our nursing home show. Every Wednesday. Suzanne is usually the host on that. I'm the co-host. Suzanne deserved that show. Her mom died in the nursing home. Her father, her grandmother. Three people in her family. So that's Wednesday. Now, Thursday, we pick different subjects like we're doing tonight. The government owes us. Every time we're discriminated against, the government owes us. And Friday's the funnies. We goof off on Friday, go back to a lot of the old comedians and, you know, try to bring them up to the modern day and just goof off. Friday night, Inner Sight, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. All right, Able News. Able, the paper on and about the disabled, been around for about over 30 years. The subjects pertaining to the disabled, where disabled people have priority, by the way. Columns by professionals. Calendar of events. You got something coming up. Get it in the Able News. And a personal column. They got a personals. You want to try to meet a new friend. Anyway, check out Able News. Angela and Melanie, my dear friend, for many years. Thank you. Go to ablenews.com and get a free subscription. Able News. And look for the Inner Sight ad in there. Thank you. Yes. The government owes protection. The government owes all of us who are discriminated against. And you see what happened was past laws, the politicians and the government passed laws like they were doing us a favor, you know. Oh, these people, you know, they're disabled. Everything will be good because people will feel sorry for them, and you know, and we don't need any police involved here or enforcement, you know. They'll have to file a complaint and go to court. And that was the attitude. It's pretty obvious. I mean, if somebody could interfere with your safety and interfere with your life and stop you from functioning, you know, from getting into a place where you want to live your life. And what else could it be? The attitude of those who formed this law. And many, many, many disabled people who were involved in it were evidently afraid to say, you know, oh, no, we need this, we need enforcement, we need this, because then they'd get nothing. See? The Congress wouldn't pass it or would hesitate because they're afraid if I pass this and the police can be called, look at all these department stores and all that, people who vote for me. That's what they're afraid of. So that's why we have what we have. No protection, no enforcement, and struggling to change it. We have to do the work that the government should have done. That's what advocates do. We're doing the government work. They did a half-assed job. And that's why we don't have protection. I mean, you take every disability that you can think of, all right? Some worse than others where there's no protection. And where the government owes us. But it's there. It's there because responsible for the laws put it there. They put it there by not making everything the way everybody else has it. And by that I mean within the context of the person's disability. You know? That's how it should have been. So now they put it on us to do something about it. We're the only people, those of us who are disabled, that have to do that. Everybody else has it. You know? We're the only ones that from being protected and equal. How can you be equal if you don't have everything that you need, you know, the basics that you need? Simple thing. Sign on the corner, you can't read. Sign on the window, house address, you know? All that and a lot more. All right, in a sight, no engineer tonight, so if you want to speak on the show, dial in your number on the InnerSight line and we'll retrieve it. We got a few minutes left. 8:39 New York on InnerSight, where tomorrow night is the Funnies. So we'll have a good time with that. Tune us in tomorrow night. We're going to have The Adventures of Jimmy Dinigan tomorrow night, an old school chum of mine who caused all kinds of havoc in school. So we strive and we fight. We advocate and we try to get the point across to people. It used to be we would educate people, and that was supposed to make it better. But I don't think that did much of anything. You know, you have to have enforcement in a society. Without enforcement, you don't have anything, especially when you're trying to live your life. You know, and people are blocking you and getting in your way and trying to stop you. You know, and the government is the one who is mostly the fault for that. Because they allow things to be built in such a way. They got this new kind of device now in some of the stores. When you pay with your card, you know, you have the debit card. It doesn't talk. No sound on it. You can't read it. And you have to put your card a certain way, you know, and I don't remember if there's a receipt or not. But you can't read that either. See? Government owes us. They owe us the same thing that the next person has. And then on top of that, with that new device, if you're visually impaired, millions of people can't even read the card. So there you have another dilemma. It's endless. It's absolutely endless. Out where I live, it's very hard to find that many bus shelters. Maybe a few of them along the road. And there's signs. But when you're blind, you can't read them. They're way up high. See? Government did that. Where's the safety for everyone in that? They owe us that. They made it that way. It's their fault. That those signs cannot be read by someone who's blind or visually impaired. My dog can find a sign, but it's up too high. Can't read it. It's the same thing. No enforcement. No protection. You know? And mostly everybody else has that protection and enforcement. All right, InterSight, I want to thank Silo for their support. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for helping keep the show on the air. And we are planning a news conference in September to promote our idea of turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, therefore eliminating nursing homes. We're hoping to get some political support on this. We're working on that now. The location of the news conference yet to be announced, and we would like to have some people on Zoom and on Skype, you know, to set up a situation where people can tell their stories. It'll probably be from 11 to 2 in the morning, probably a weekday. And we will inform you of the date and the time and all that as we go along, because we have to establish that. Nursing homes are treacherous. People don't need nursing homes. They need to be in their own home with the help that they need. It's as simple as that. And it's not simple to bring it about, but hey, we're determined to do it. And it looks like we're getting a lot of help. Looks like people are beginning to respond. And as we go along, more and more help, I believe, will become available. So I want to thank all our friends for being there for us and for caring. See, our friends are not like the government. They care. They want people to have protection, you know. A lot of our friends, if they were the government, they never would have let this happen. The way this thing is set up now, you know, it would have been entirely different. It would have been the program would have been there to keep a person out of nursing homes, and then in fact nursing homes wouldn't even have existed because you wouldn't need them. And then the taxpayers' money. Look at all the money that's being wasted. Taxpayers. To a woman tonight before I went on the air, she's a disabled person and she pays taxes. And she's outraged that all this money is wasted on nursing homes. So it's people like that that's going to make the difference. And change this system, because a lot of money can be freed up to help everyone, not just the disabled, but a lot of other people. We're not just in this for ourselves. And tomorrow, you never know. You can become disabled. And then you're put on that road, because most people don't have the money to avoid that road, the road to the nursing home. You know, unless you have the money to avoid it, you're on that road. Where else are you going to go? Nursing homes weren't there, you wouldn't be on that road. There would be no road to a nursing home. We want them outlawed. Turn them into accessible housing and make it so that no one can ever again set up a nursing home. Because they're horrible. Destroy people's lives. All right, Inner Sight around the world, and I want to thank all our listeners. Last count, 115,000, 150. It's probably higher by now. Gaining momentum. And striving to change the way things are done. That's the whole thing, you know. People have to make changes. You know, things don't work. Things are horrible. Things are being wasted. You got to make changes. progress in the right direction. I mean, think of all the people who, if they were in their own home, who would learn how to operate a laptop or a computer and maybe get a job and pay taxes. And then make it so that no one can interfere with somebody's disability benefits. Those benefits belong to us. Time we're disabled. That money is ours. We've earned it in so many different ways. So yes, the government does owe us when we're discriminated against. They owe us big time. They brag about this country and it's beautiful and we love it. Don't leave people out. They've left us out. Those of us who are disabled, and many of us who are elderly, let us in. Give us protection. The same that everybody else has. That's all we want. The same chance. When you go for a job and you're disabled and you can't access the materials there, or you can't even get in, the government owes us the right to get in and to have an equal chance at that job by having everything there or having it brought there within a very, very short period of time so you could do the job and maybe get it just like anyone else would have it there. What they needed. Government owes us every time we're discriminated against. And when we get that pay that the government owes us, that's when everybody will be equal. That pay that they owe us, that they didn't put there, when they made things, that's what's going to make us equal. And you'll know it. When it happens, you're going to know it. Because nobody will have to say, oh, I can't get in, or I can't read this, or I can't access something, or what does that mean, or what does this mean? It'll be made right. You'll still be disabled, but it'll be made right. But now you'll be disabled and equal the difference. Being equal is the difference. I want to thank everybody for listening. Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we greatly appreciate all our friends helping us keep the show on the air. And speedy get well to Suzanne, who's right now in the hospital. Get out of there and get back on the air. That's where you belong. Back where you belong, on the air with Inner Sight. I want to thank my new friend who I met on the phone, Kathy, and a great conversation. I want to thank Robin for introducing me to her, and find all the people who are going to come together and make this happen. This idea of turning nursing homes into accessible housing is a major step forward, and it's a major undertaking, and we're determined to do it. We get enough people behind it. The politicians will have to do it. A lot of powerful people own those nursing homes. But you know what? They're not more powerful than the Lord God. And they're going to find themselves fighting against God in bondage and abusing people like that. So beware. And hear what we say. You're actually fighting against God by not letting people have the simple freedom that the Lord gave us. And whatever time a person has, spend it in their own home. Thank you very much. Inner Sight, around the world, 631-224-3090, Inner Sight number. Email innersight@pmpmail.com. All right. And thank you very much. Be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Thank you for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.